I want to go where culture is.
It's going to be for us, but also for young people.
We are millennials.
Yes, we can.
This place is freaking awesome.
Real happy you like it.
You better lawyer up, asshole.
You just got to reach your threshold and run past it.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to a special bonus fan club episode. As always, I am Zoe, and I'm here with Hannah.
Hello.
I said that wrong. As always, I'm Zoe. Yeah, duh. My name's Zoe. As always, I'm Zoe.
Oh.
That was stupid.
Zoe, it didn't even occur to me.
Okay.
Sounded great. Sounded like perfect English to me.
That's a lesson, is you are always your harshest critic.
Yes, you, in fact, are your harshest critic.
One.
I mean, I am my harshest critic as well. I understand what you're saying.
Today we have a really fun episode.
I'm stoked.
This is really, really fun.
Especially because I don't actually know,
I know
what
you
it
don't
is.
Know. So this is just going to be a general F1 Q&A fun question video. Not video. Episode. Okay, my brain is broken. But that's okay. We have compiled a list of questions that we've gotten from our listeners who have sent in questions on our Instagram. Got a lot of great questions from them. We've crowdsourced some questions. I reached out to some people, asked if they had fun F1 related questions, and then I've come up with a few as well. I have put them all into a bowl, written them down, put them all into a bowl. So I'm going to pick these questions out from the bowl randomly. We don't know what's coming up next. Hannah doesn't know any of these questions.
True.
And we're just going to have fun. There are some Mary F. Kills, Would You Rathers, et cetera, et cetera.
Are we both answering both?
Yeah.
Okay. Or are we both answering each question?
Yeah. Some of them are going to require
both answering both questions. As if there's only two.
See, harshest critic.
Yep.
Some are going to be like quick and easy. Just one, two, like we'll just, you know, rattle off the answer. And others might take a bit more thinking. I do want to offer a PSA right now to my dad.
Oh.
Like, maybe, Dad, this isn't the episode for you to listen to.
Yeah, or we just don't talk about it ever again.
Yeah, or if it's a question that might be a little risque. Not just like risque is a hit the PG-13.
Hit the forward 15
hit
seconds.
The forward,
you know?
Button. Yeah. But this is going to be
it's
fun.
Like, yeah, it's not going to be like NC-17
or anything
crazy.
No. Of course not. We have standards.
Not. I guess I have no idea.
Yeah, you don't know.
We have a moral code.
We do have a moral
love
code.
A callback.
And if we want to get like sponsors, you know, we got to keep it somewhat tame. I was gonna say something else and then I forgot.
Well,
but that's okay. Should we just get into it?
I do
start, the,
yeah.
start it off. Okay. And if you sent us in questions, thank you so much. That
yeah,
was
thanks.
Very, very kind of you. And hopefully we get to some of them. And
I just think we get through the whole bowl.
If I think of other things, I will come back.
Okay. I'm really excited.
Here we go.
I'm nervous.
First question. Opening up. You're gonna.
So am I gonna answer first and then you answer?
Sure,
or
whatever. It's okay. Just something. It's just a thing. Oh, okay. This is gonna take a while, I think.
Okay, shoot.
And this is from someone on Instagram, wrote us this question. Which Harry song is each driver?
Oh, wow.
So I was thinking we could maybe just go through the teams and we could just
yeah.
the two of us
okay.
combo.
Oh, my phone.
I can remember them.
The songs.
Oh, the songs here. I have my phone.
That's a great question.
Yes, was a great question. And here, you just okay. switch up. So let's go down the leaderboard. This isn't going to be exact, but let's start with Red Bull.
Okay.
Max and Checo.
Okay. So we're the team duo is getting a song,
no,
or
each,
you do want to do each driver?
Each
okay.
Fine. Let's not overthink. We don't have to. Overthink.
No, I get it.
I know Max.
Say it.
Kiwi.
Oh, sure. Yeah. 100%.
Okay. Kiwi for sure. That feels right for him.
Yeah.
Checo. Can I tell you the song that came into my brain?
Yeah.
Sweet Creature.
Sure. Sweet Creature sounds great.
Okay. Maybe not. We can come back if something else.
Let's move on to the next team.
Okay. Ferrari. Carlos and Charles.
Just keep driving.
For Carlos or Charles?
Doesn't matter. And I'm kind of kidding. I don't like those for them.
That sounds good for Charles. Like, just keep driving.
Yeah, just stay in
just
it.
Just keep doing it.
Yeah.
Because what else can you do?
Yeah. But I also thought that might make sense for Daniel.
Carlos's is, well, he hasn't spun out as much recently, but there was a period of time where he was spinning.
Satellite?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was satellite.
I like that.
Let's just go for that.
Okay.
Okay. Mercedes, George and Lewis.
Mm.
George is something very.
Lewis is sign of the times.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Totally. And honestly, Georgia's giving me Carolina vibes.
Ooh, I would have not picked that.
It just feels like a preppy, maybe because his girlfriend gives me Carolina vibes.
Oh.
I don't know. No?
Okay. All right. No, I mean, that's fine. If that's what comes to your brain, let's go.
What were
that.
You thinking?
I was thinking something more like slow and kind of a bit more serious.
Oh. That's fair, I guess.
But I can't think of a specific. Okay, wait, let's just go. Let's just
move Carolina.
On. Okay, McLaren, Daniel, Golden.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I knew that before we ever started. That was the first one that came in my head. So that's 100%,
fine. 100%. That one worked perfectly.
Yeah, it does.
Lando.
Watermelon Sugar.
Oh, sure.
Because you know why? He's just, I love him. He's just kind of a basic kid.
You are coming with that hits today.
No, not in a bad way. There's there's nothing that stands out. So it's like, you're driving well. Cool.
Yeah.
You've got a hot girlfriend. Cool. You've got
a
popular Twitch stream. Awesome. Like,
yes, I know.
You're the basic bitch of the summer. And one of my faves.
Okay. Let's do Alpine, Esteban and Fernando.
Okay.
Fernando.
I already know who this one's gonna be.
Oh,
for.
You do?
Well, maybe.
Oh, I think I know who. I think I know.
I hope I'm not wrong.
I don't want to say it now. Okay, wait.
Okay.
Is it Haas?
No.
Oh. Is it Williams?
Yeah.
Is it Alex?
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking Mick.
Yeah, that's better.
It was the song Matilda. Okay. Little Freak, Fernando Alonso.
Oh yeah. Okay. Love that song
okay.
so much.
Esteban.
Daydreaming?
Sure. Okay. Move along.
Okay.
Okay, let's do AlphaTauri. Pierre and Yuki.
Okay, can I go rogue?
Please.
Pierre.
Mm-hmm.
Medicine.
Okay.
Is
I'm not as familiar with the song. I don't I have heard the song, but
okay, but do we have to pick from his like actual?
I think so.
Yuki feels like a Sunflower Volume 6.
Okay, honestly, Pierre is Carolina to me.
Okay.
Yuki, Sunflower Volume 6, because it's original, never been seen before, never been done before. Iconic.
Okay. And to who's George then? Fine Line?
Great.
Okay.
Okay, Williams. Let's just do Williams. Alex and... So you said Alex...
No, I agree. Mitch should be Mick with the Matilda song.
Okay. So Alex and Nicholas Latifi.
Okay.
Nicholas Latifi should be like Two Ghosts or something.
Okay. Sure.
And Alex Albon can be Kenyon Moon. Do
okay.
we say Kenyon Moon?
Yeah. No.
That's good.
That's a good one.
And then we have Aston Martin, Lance and Sebastian Vettel. Sebastian Vettel is going to be
Lance is
only
to be
Angel.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then Lance is to be so lonely.
Okay. Great. And then I feel like I'm forgetting some. We're forgetting a team. Are we?
Yeah. Kevin and Mick.
Oh, Kevin and Mick. Okay, so Mick is Matilda and Kevin is
woman.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Do we hit all of them? Alpha Romeo. We forgot Valtteri and Joe.
Oh, my God.
I forgot Valtteri and Joe. Oh, my God. We're idiots. Okay. Okay.
Wait,
okay,
how did
okay.
I forget Valtteri? Okay. I'm sorry. I know you guys were yelling. Thank you so much for telling us. I'm sorry we couldn't hear you.
Okay. I'm actually saying grape juice for Joe. I don't know why, but that feels right.
That's great.
Okay. And I feel like for.
I was going to say one of these for Valtteri, or unless there's something else.
What about Adore You?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry to Alfa Romeo.
Wow.
Fans. We completely forgot that.
And I just need you all to know that does not have any reflection on the love we have in our hearts for those people. That's just...
It was just doing too much.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry.
On to the next.
Oh, do you want to pick?
Yeah, I do.
Please.
It's fun. Ooh, okay. Dream F1 team.
Okay.
So you have to pick a driver, or the drivers,
yep.
The car, the colors, the principal, etc.
Okay, I'm going to put this just so I don't forget.
Sure.
This was also a Instagram.
That's a phenomenal
Instagram question. Are we basing this based off of actual like wanting to win? Like, are we basing this off of skill level, or is it just...
I don't do anything based on this, like, because I want them to win.
Okay.
So, I do it based on the content I want to receive.
Okay. So it's based on content, and let's just assume.
Or just like all over. I mean, if you end up picking people that will also do really
is that our goal? Is our goal to create, because obviously.
Your goal is to create your dream F1 team and whatever that means for you.
Okay. 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 Starting with the drivers. Do you have drivers in mind?
Yeah. Are we are you going to create your own team? And then I'm creating my own team? Yeah. But like, do you want to say the whole team first, or are we picking drivers?
Let's do drivers.
Okay. Who are your drivers?
Well, I haven't decided what I want yet.
Oh.
Okay. I actually have. Okay.
It's a hard one.
I'm going with my heart here.
Yeah.
So Daniel and Pierre are my drivers. If I was going with my head, I would do Charles and Lewis.
Okay.
If I was actually going for optimal speed, and maybe I still will.
Okay.
But no, I'm just going with my heart. Daniel and Pierre.
Okay. I'm going to do this draft style, and I don't want to pick who you've picked.
Oh, okay. Well, you
just
can.
For fun.
Okay. That's a good way.
Because it helps me make my decision easier.
Let's do that.
K-Mag and Valtteri.
Wild card. Okay. Now you get to pick a principal.
Okay. Ooh. Toto.
Okay. I'm taking Cyril back out from
I didn't even think that was an option, but that's a great
Cyril.
But Daniel
and then the French connection with Pierre.
Really quick. I'm going to just do a little input and say what I said to you the other day about Cyril and Daniel. It occurred to me very recently that Cyril needs to come back to Formula One. And I know a lot of people have talked about that, but Cyril is to Daniel who Christian is to Max. I almost said Alex. I don't know why. And Zach is to Lando. Like, Cyril is the Formula One father figure to Daniel. And just is like, I feel like I was not here for any of Daniel's Red Bull era. But I just don't feel like he's ever gotten the love he deserved from a team principal until he had Cyril. And I know he betrayed Cyril in his own way. But Cyril loves him and I need him to come back.
Yes.
And that's the end of my TED Talk. Thank you for listening.
Excellent. Okay. Car. So, okay, you get to pick a car, like a team's car.
I'm just picking a car that's on the grid now.
Yeah.
Okay. It's your turn.
Oh, is
right?
it? Oh, okay. I'm going to take...
Is it my turn? I don't... Oh, yeah, because I picked principal. Oh, you didn't pick a principal.
I did.
Cyril.
But it's okay. But then I'll start first for the car. I'm taking the Red Bull.
Okay. I'm going to take the Mercedes because it'll get better.
It's more... Yeah,
and I'm taking Toto, who knows what he's doing.
Yeah, it's more reliable than the Ferrari, even though the Ferrari's fast. And then
colors.
I'm taking the AlphaTauri colors.
Did they have to be existing colors that we're taking?
Oh no, not so. But
okay, I was just curious. You could change it.
I was gonna say I do like.
Did you want the Alpine colors?
I did like the Renault colors, the black and yellow, specifically on Daniel.
Yeah.
So if I'm catering to my drivers and what colors I feel like would look good, but would they look good on Pierre?
No.
Yeah, I'm thinking no too. What colors would look good on Pierre?
Everything else but yellow. And like, I don't think McLaren orange would really vibe with Pierre either.
No. Something about it's his skin tone.
Yeah.
So then I'll do AlphaTauri. Then I will be good for Pierre and can work with Daniel.
I kind of want black and red.
Nice.
Like
a Ferrari kind of adjacent?
Yeah, but like black is the primary color.
Okay, nice. I like it.
Red is the accent color.
All right.
Well, that was really fun. Thank you for whoever submitted that question.
Next question.
Those teams would be fun as hell, and you know they'd make excellent content.
Okay. Would you rather Daniel win a race this season or Charles wins the driver's championship?
Daniel win a race this season. Can Charles still win the championship? Is that like on the table?
I'm just saying, like, in a perfect world, this is a perfect world. Like, you can decide, you can flip a switch and this will happen this season.
I'm really sorry, but in a perfect world, I want Daniel to win.
I would want Daniel to win. It's more dire for
Daniel. Yeah, and Charles will have his time. I know he will.
Yeah.
I feel so sure.
All right.
Okay.
Next one.
Wow.
See, some of these are faster than others.
Yeah. Ooh. Mary fuck kill.
Okay.
Sorry. Are we allowed to say that?
Well, you can.
Okay. Alonso.
Uh-huh.
Latifi. Stroll.
Oh, yeah. This was
1,000,000% knew that this was going to be
an Instagram question.
Oh, was it?
You know, I have to admit something to you.
I bet it's fine.
I mean, I know it's fine, but I'm just admitting it to you. I'm kind of like rethinking Lance.
Me too. That's why I said to you, I think if he doesn't speak, boy can get in. But I haven't seen a part of his personality that
I think he's misunderstood.
Sure.
And I think
and again, it could be editing.
Right.
He could be, you know,
portrayed a certain way.
Yeah, they're characterizing him.
Yeah. And I also think he's a kind of guy who's like, his personality does not translate to like a content way in the way that like
Well, because he's had to be like prim and proper his whole life because daddy's a billionaire. And I'm sure he's had to be like professional his whole life. So when he's doing that, he has to be professional. He can't be like cute and funny. But can I say that when you sent me those pictures of him, I wasn't sure what like. So Zoe showed me this pictures of Lance kissing a girl and he looked hot. I'm just going to be honest with you. But I wasn't sure what you were thinking.
Oh, and did that not offer like a caption?
You never confirmed. Oh, we were in person.
Oh, we were.
And I was laughing because you sent it to Aaron and Aaron went no.
Yes.
Which is fair enough. Yeah. And I was just like, haha, not sure what my answer is supposed to be. And we just kind of left it.
I don't remember that.
So it's been a lingering question in my mind for a while. It's nice to know.
Okay. So to continue on to the question.
Yeah. So Stroll Alonzo Latifi.
I'm killing. There's something about Nicholas Latifi that is, I just like it almost he seems like such a nice guy.
Yeah.
So nice.
Right.
But there's something that makes me feel a twinge cringe when I like watch him. A twinge cringe.
Did enjoy that rhyme. Yeah.
Whereas. So I'm trying to. OK, so Fernando's I'm going to kill him.
Oh, OK. That's not where I thought you were going.
Yeah. No, that's killing great. Fernando. Yeah. I'm just trying to decide who I want to marry. And sorry, I was like, I thought there was something behind you. There's not.
It's a ghost. Alarming.
I'm gonna marry Lance because he's rich, and I'm having this resurgence, and then I'll F Latifi.
When did your resurgence start for Lance?
Do I even call it a resurgence?
It's like coming around the corner. It's like same thing with George. Yeah.
Within the last couple weeks.
That's fun. I'm glad we're there together.
How would you answer this?
Oh right, sorry. I think I would not kill Alonzo.
Okay, so who'd you kill? Latifi. And you're gonna
marry Stroll.
Okay. Another Mary F. kill. Ooh. I don't know if we should. It's basically the only different. Okay. It's Fernando, Lance, and Esteban.
Esteban's RIP.
I'm not.
Wait. Fernando,
Lance, and Esteban. I'm killing Fernando. I'm marrying Lance. I'm effing Esteban. I know.
I'm not doing that.
Okay. So it's your question. You're up next.
He's so little.
So is Fernando. He's so short.
Is he? I don't even know how tall he is.
He's like one of the shortest.
Oh, gross. Okay. No offense. It's just I'm tall. So, okay. This is specifically to you. So I'm glad I pulled
that was it, the question was, but you can
no. I'm glad that it's. That's fun that I pulled it out.
Okay,
Zoe, you can have a 1 week romance with Danny or 1 year with Pierre. Who do you choose? That's phenomenal. Who asked this?
I can't remember. It's someone on Instagram.
Wow, they know you well.
freak.
It feels pretty obvious.
Does it?
Well, maybe not. I mean, I guess I know what I would say.
Well, yeah, you pick Daniel.
No.
Oh, you wouldn't. You pick Pierre.
A year versus a week? Do you know how many connections you can make in a year?
I know, but it's Daniel.
Yeah, but 7 days, it's like, I think it would just like break me to a point of like wishing I never met him, you know? Whereas like Pierre, it's kind of like, I feel like it could be amicable because you both realize that like he's just not going to settle down.
I would be fine with a 1 week. I know this is like not this is why it's a difficult question because I would be fine with a 1 week romance with Pierre. Like that's almost exactly what I would want.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I do. But that's why I also think that.
Okay.
A 1 year relationship with Pierre would be like
come
cozy to end. Then Danny
would
it
be cozy to end?
I don't know, but in your world, they're on a team together. So you spend a year with Pierre, Danny becomes your best friend, you break up, then Danny falls in love with you, and then you're with Danny for life.
Right. That was not specified in the question. So that's
potential. But it's like the sliding doors thing. Isn't that a movie? Isn't that what they say? It's like you don't know. If that's you pick true. This, well, what does that lead to?
Or I could have the 1 week with Daniel and I can meet Pierre. But that's not what
likely.
I want, though. And that's not the ultimate goal. Okay, you're right. I'll go 1 year Pierre. And that'll give me enough time to make a lot of people jealous.
Exactly. Yeah. And like
just what you want.
Learn the theory behind the photo dumps. Like there'll just be so much insight,
learn
you know?
The theory.
You know he has a formula.
One?
Yeah. Just one formula. Okay.
Okay. Good question though. Okay. Who would you rather quarantine with for 2 weeks from each team? So I didn't write the whole question, but you can pick one person from each team to like you'd have to quarantine with someone from each team.
Okay.
Who'd you pick?
Okay.
So we can do different.
You want to just go down
the teams? All right. Red Bull.
Max.
I feel like he would go insane though. But yeah, Max. Okay. Ferrari. This is a tougher one. Because I think Charl would be more, would be easier to quarantine with.
I think my gut immediately said Carlos.
But Carlos, I think, would be maybe be a bit more fun.
Yeah, I would pick Carlos.
But apparently, Charl and I seem to be very compatible.
Yeah.
We did have our moment. So, you know, I'm going to say Charl.
Yeah, fair enough.
Wow.
Maybe we'll be next door to each other.
Mercedes. I know you're taking George.
I am taking George, actually. Because hopefully his girlfriend will be there. I want to be friends with her.
Yeah. Yeah. Lewis for me.
Lewis would give me so much anxiety. He would force me to meditate and like do all these things that I'm just like, it's like, no, I just want to like sit,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And be like, no, let's, you know,
yeah,
crystals.
Crystals. Okay.
And like mad respect for that. It's just not me.
Not for you. McLaren, easy.
Daniel.
AlphaTauri, easy. Pierre.
Yeah.
Alpine, Esteban.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I was blanking.
Aston Martin.
You know why I was blanking? Because the Alpine colors shouldn't be those colors. It like throws me off.
I know.
Aston Martin.
I'm taking Sebastian Vettel because he's a dad and like he will.
Yeah.
Like, whereas I don't know how Lance is going to do.
No, and I. Yeah.
As much as
although
I'm my
the place where we would be quarantining might be big enough that you never really see him. But yeah, I think I'll go with Seb on that one.
Okay,
too.
Haas. I'm saying Mick.
I'm saying Kevin.
Okay. Alpha, Valtteri.
Yeah, for sure.
And then Williams.
They would totally make me go cycling though. But
Alex, whatever. Albon.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
Fun. Oh yeah, my turn. Okay, you have to pick one F1 couple to be in a throuple with. Who do you choose?
Daniel and Heidi. Easy. I love both of them. I don't know anything about her really, but. I stand.
Yeah, she just seems like such a delight.
Yeah. There's none that I'd like that would be terrible. I also love Alex and Lily. Alex and his girlfriend.
Yes.
I think they're very cute.
Very
but
cute.
I'm going Heidi and Daniel.
I feel like I don't really know much about the girlfriends either. Actually, you know what? So I'm going to go with Carlos and his girlfriend.
Oh,
because
yeah,
they are independent
great.
As hell. Yes. And like, I love that. I think Kate and Nicole were talking about this at some point, but like she doesn't, or maybe it was just on their story, but like she doesn't need to like show that he's there. Yeah. Like there, she's very chill
yes,
and like
it's
not here for the clout, in my opinion.
No.
Not that any of them are, but I just feel like
some might be.
Yeah. Not the ones we like though.
Yeah.
So I don't know who, but
yeah, they're like never on each other's grid. Like they don't ever post each other, but also they like are with each other. They're not hating the relationship.
Right. I think it's just one. And that's something that like, I don't have an issue when people share their relationships, but I just think it's nice that it's like, it doesn't need to be public.
Yeah.
Like we're happy keeping it to ourselves.
Yes. Yeah. They're probably second. They're probably second for me after Daniel Heidi.
Yeah. Okay. I just thought it'd be weird if we weren't in like the same throuple.
I'll make this happen. We can make it happen, right?
No.
Oh, this is a good one. Okay. This is from Kelly, my cousin.
Hi, Kelly.
Okay. Your life is a romance book. Okay.
Okay.
So there's different romance tropes. And you have to fill people in these tropes. Okay.
Yes.
Who do you cast to be in your love triangle, to be your best friend? So these are like four different books. The like love triangle book, the best friend to lover, the enemies to lover, and then the forbidden love. And you cannot cast the same person for any of these tropes. I mean, we can overlap.
Okay.
But
yeah.
Individually, we can't.
So can I do love triangle last?
Sure.
Enemies to lovers is Max Verstappen. Uh-huh. Best friend is Daniel.
Okay.
What was the
forbidden love?
It's giving me like Charles vibes.
Okay.
Charles or Carlos? Charles. And love triangle, Valtteri and K-Mag.
You love putting them against each other or putting them together.
I do.
Okay. Love triangle would be,
a tricky one.
It's a tricky one because do you want two people that you really like or do you want it to be?
Because like for mine, I love them both, but I would be equally happy. It's like not like I like one of them more than the other.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Like,
yeah. Okay.
That's why I picked the love triangle last because it.
Okay. Okay. Let me think about, sorry, this is like, I know dead air is not good on a podcast. Okay. Enemies to lovers. Who am I picking for this? Dun, 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 who do I like? Let's do Carlos.
Okay.
Let's do Carlos. Yeah. That'd be fun.
He'd be a fun villain.
Forbidden Love. Just because he'd be so dramatic. Lewis Hamilton.
Oh, totally. He's so Romeo vibes.
Yeah. He's so Romeo. Okay. Now this is where it's tough. Because the love triangle, I'm 100% putting Pierre in this love triangle.
Of course.
100%.
I mean, has no other place.
No
to
other
belong.
Place. That is exactly like the vibes I'm wanting from him. Is yeah. Like Jess in Gossip Girl. Not Gossip Girl. Gilmore Girls.
Oh, yes. You know? Sorry. I was thinking Jessica Day from New Girl and I was like.
But do I put Daniel in the love triangle or do I do best friend? I'm putting Daniel in the love triangle. I'm going spicy. And best friends to lovers, I'll do Charles.
Okay.
Sounds nice.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That tracks. Since you make eye contact and stuff.
Yeah. Already best friends.
I'm nervous.
Oh my God. Okay. Why?
Biggest F1 hot takes.
Ooh.
I don't know how to take this one.
Like, I think it's just like, it's like our hot takes.
I know.
That we did.
That's why I'm scared.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't have to like be. Okay. One hot take I have.
Okay.
Daniel is still a championship contending driver.
I totally agree.
And
he's in the wrong car.
It's a snowball effect of wrong car, lacking confidence. It's
not enough affirmations.
Not enough affirmations. What's the word? Compiled itself, or that's not the word.
Compounded.
Compounded into what we see now. But if he was in the right car, the timing was right, everything was perfect, as it has to be for most of these drivers, he could still win a championship.
Mm-hmm.
That's one hot take I have. Do you have any other hot takes?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I just like don't get the Lewis hype, guys. Does that make me a terrible person? Or is he just not for me?
He's not for you.
Okay. Because like, he's gorgeous. Anyone with eyes, and honestly, probably without eyes, could understand that like, he's a beautiful person. He looks like he was sculpted.
Yeah.
Here's what it is. It's the like Taylor Swift level calculation of like, I just feel like everything is done on purpose, for a purpose, with a purpose. Like,
sure.
You know, yes. where I feel like, you know, people, drivers like Daniel or other people, like I get their personality. I feel like he's just like, okay, lights are on. This is one version of me. And yeah. Then like, there's a version of Lewis that we don't really know,
sure.
Which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think that
you
makes
don't connect with him.
I do not connect with yeah. Lewis.
That's totally fine.
Well,
I mean, you're allowed to not connect with him.
I know.
That's totally okay.
I know. And like free speech and all, but I do. I think he's great. Yeah. But I'm also like not disappointed that Mercedes isn't doing that well this mm-hmm. year, because it's like the same, not for his sake, for the sake of the sport.
Sure. Sure.
That's yeah, all. Because it goes back to the whole like, yeah, well, but you know, when the same people win the Super Bowl all the time, it's just kind of like, okay, we get it.
Yeah. Totally. I totally get it.
I love you.
I think that's enough hot takes for today.
Yeah, because that was my heart's beating. I mean, it's always beating, thank God, but you know, at a rapid rate.
Oh, another Mary F. Kill. Oh, this is like a Young Brits award or Young Brits. George, Lando, and Alex.
Okay. This is going to shock you.
Please shock. You're having a George assance.
To marry George. And I want to shout out to my friend Macy Johnson, because she's been standing by him since the beginning, and I didn't see it. And I do now. And it's really because of the Joe crash, right? I mean, that's where it all kind of started. I'm seeing the light, and I apologize. But
George, the thing is, like, George gets it more than you think he does.
Like, he does.
You know what I mean? He's more in touch and sort of funny and humorous than one would imagine him to be.
Yeah. But I also, like, I want him to be a villain.
Yeah.
So maybe that.
Okay.
Anyway.
So George, you're marrying.
So George, I'm marrying. And then.
F. Alex, kill Lando.
Yeah, I think so. F. Alex, kill Lando.
Yeah, Lando's just—he's just too.
He's too brothery for me.
I think I would switch Alex and George. I think I'd marry Alex, F. George, kill Lando. Yeah.
Okay.
Lando to me is the cutest of the three of
yes.
them.
Yes.
But yet he's like, I don't. I just,
the least my vibe.
Yeah, I don't see him in that way at all.
Not at all. Like, he is my best friend's little brother. Or
yes.
Something.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So yeah, I agree with you. Okay.
Go is on. It mine? Okay.
Yep.
Oh, You're Rory Gilmore.
Oh.
Who are your Dean, Jess, and Logan? This is a fantastic question. Did you write this?
I think it may have been a cute Instagram. I don't know which ones.
Wow, you guys, that's an excellent question.
Okay, so Rory Gilmore from obviously Gilmore Girls, if you know that show. Dean.
So for those who haven't seen it, Dean, yeah. Let's call it First Love.
I know, but I'm explaining
to the people. Jess is like that bad boy, comes into town, mysterious, but she falls in love with him. It ends up, is this a spoiler for the show?
Anyway, just don't say, don't.
Yeah. And then Logan is the like rich boy at college, like her college boyfriend.
Yeah. It was kind of like,
who has like Jess vibes in that like bad boy way, but like really adores her, but is also a prick. It's kind of hard to figure out, but.
Okay.
You go first because I have no idea.
My Dean, Charles.
Mm.
My Jess, Pierre.
Right.
My Logan, Daniel.
Wow.
Also, it's spicy because Pierre and Charles are like best friends.
I love that they're best friends.
And Pierre, I mean, and Jess kind of takes Rory away from Dean. So it would cause some strife.
Okay. Who's my Dean? The one I'm having the hardest time figuring out. I mean, I'm not like hurting myself thinking about it, but you know, just confused.
Just like the sweet, sweet boy. The one your mom would like the most.
Okay, let's go with Daniel.
Okay.
Jess is Max. Logan. Now this is tricky. K-Mag or Valtry? No, seriously, like that's who I like.
I know, it's so funny.
I know. Aaron's just like rolling at her eyes, screaming at me right now. I love you, Aaron. Logan. I'm going Kevin.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It visually, too. Kevin. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, for sure.
Got the same hair.
Sure, for sure, for sure, for sure.
That's fun.
Okay. Oh, this is a good one. Ooh. I came up with it, but it's good.
Nice. She's so fun.
Okay. You were the Bachelorette.
Oh, fun.
Which four drivers are you bringing to hometowns, and in what order would you eliminate them?
Oh, eliminate them. That's good. Do you already have your answer since you wrote it?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Okay. So you didn't ask for this. Well, I didn't ask for this, but Charles will be my shocking before hometown date elimination. I would shock the world, and I would eliminate him right before hometowns because I wouldn't want to take him to hometowns for fear that it would be too much for him, you know, to emotionally invest in for me to meet his family and stuff. Though, would I want to go back to Monaco? Maybe, perhaps. But he'd be my pre-hometown date elimination.
So you would dump him because you're worried he would be scared?
Because, like, I know he's not the one for me.
Oh.
So I'm rather than dragging him along,
I see.
I'm going to eliminate him early. The four I'd bring are Lewis.
So he's your top five, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
My top four would be Lewis, Carlos, Pierre, and Daniel. And that is the order in which I would eliminate them. Or would... Yes, it would. It would be. And yeah, Pierre and Daniel would be my top two. And I have to say, I'm so sorry, Pierre, but you're not the one.
Are you letting them both get down on one knee?
Well, I thought Daniel get down on one knee.
That's not what I asked.
Pierre.
Obviously, it means both. Would you let Pierre get down on one knee? Because I hate it when they do that. I really do.
I know, but part of me kind of wants to see it.
Oh my God, fair enough.
You know what? Yeah, that would be rough.
As a viewer, I too would want to know, but like emotionally, I couldn't handle that.
I'd have to break up with him before the.
Before Neil Lane showed up.
I would be like, and Pierre would be like, Pierre's the one that's like, he'd be the one that there's always the one that the girl, she like can't explain why she likes him. You know, she can't verbalize. She's like, there's just something there. Like there's something. And like, I just can't articulate it.
Yeah.
And like, that would be the Pierre. But like, I would know, like, he's not the one for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That'd be a great season of The Bachelor.
Yeah. Valtry, Kevin, Max, Daniel.
Wait, I want to guess.
Okay, I haven't figured it out yet, though, so give me a second.
Okay.
Okay.
I want to work back. Okay, your top two are Max and Daniel. No. Okay. Did I get any of those two right?
Yes.
Daniel? No. No, I knew. Yeah. Okay, Max and Valtry. Aaron is literally crying.
Furious. Real rage tears.
Okay. You're getting Daniel the fantasy suites.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always 100%. So you're so Kevin, Daniel, and then you are picking Valtteri. Or you're picking Max.
I'm picking Max. Can I say? I like.
That's great. Max. That's so fun.
Yeah, I think so.
So are you gonna let Valtteri get down on one knee?
No. This question is brutal.
Okay.
Mary F. Kill.
Okay.
Toto.
Uh-huh.
Cyril.
Oh,
Michael Italiano. Which, like, you did?
Uh-huh.
I'm glad, because Michael Italiano deserves a space in this conversation. He's such a beaut. He seems like such a fun dude. Mm-hmm. I love that the Pit Stop Boys?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That they had him on. That was fun.
Okay. Actually, I know.
I mean, I think I do, too. But yeah,
at the same time.
Okay, which one do you want to say first?
Mary.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Michael.
Toto. Okay. Different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Different.
Okay. So go ahead.
Okay. So I would. This makes me feel sad, but I would marry Michael. F Toto. Kill Cyril. And just because.
Yeah. There's it's a
kill
it's
has a, to be an option.
Yeah. It's a tough thing. I would do the same. I would switch Michael and Toto, but I would
fair
because I just want that cash money, brah.
In which scenario?
Toto. Oh. Rich as hell.
Oh.
And Michael seems, well, never mind. I'll save it for a different.
But when I'm married to Michael and you're married to Daniel, that'll be so fun.
In what way? In what scenario would that happen? I'd be married to Toto in this.
No, I know, but it would have been fun.
Oh, it would have been fun. Yeah, sure. All right.
In what scenario? In this life.
Okay. And another Mary F. Kill. Charles Carlos Pierre. Okay. Should I go first?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, in a normal world, well,
do you want to do this one at the same time too? Because I have my answers, but I bet yours are different. Actually,
yeah, I think they're different.
Okay.
I would have typically said Carlos that I would marry,
mm-hmm.
but Charles been showing me some stuff recently.
Yeah, you've been getting a lot of signs that. Well, also you like literally looked at each other in the eyes.
But
it's
also
hard
like
to not pick him after that.
He's like
ruminating in your soul.
No, he's like the thirstiest. He's been like the thirstiest guy on Instagram.
Guys, he's been
more
in
than
the gym.
Yeah. So I'm marrying Charles.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm effing Pierre, obviously.
Right.
And I'm killing Carlos.
Yeah.
Sorry, Carlos.
So I am going to marry Carlos, which is a bummer since you've killed him. Cool. And then I'm going to kill your husband.
Charles?
Yes. And then I'm going to F Pierre.
Der. That one's obvious.
Yeah, I mean... No offense. It's not like he's just a piece of meat, but maybe he wants to be. I don't know. Okay. Zoe.
Another Zoe?
Yeah, this is fun. You wrote these. How do you not remember?
No, but I mean, I read it like they were questions that I wrote in. I just don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Anyway.
This is a good question, too.
Okay.
So, Zoe, which F1 driver would you set with? And Hannah, which F1 driver would you set Zoe up with? I really like that. That's fun.
That is fun. Let me think about this.
And like, let's just take ourselves. I mean, it's hard because I feel like.
Take ourselves out of it.
Well, not like our own opinions about the drivers, like from a compatibility standpoint, like who would you actually think would make sense?
Yes. Okay. Let me think about this again. There's going to be dead air. I can cut all this.
No, it's fine.
Okay. Let me think. Okay. Let me say yours.
Yeah.
Max.
Really?
Yeah.
I think so too.
I know you think so.
I know, but I didn't want that to sway you. But it does make me feel better that I'm not alone.
No, you're not alone. Yeah, I think Max would be perfect because I think he's like responsible enough. He's not like some of them who are kind of like they're a little shifty, let's say.
Yeah, right. I mean, he's basically a stepfather.
At the age that he's at now, which is young. But he also, there's a bit of... pain there, shall we say.
Yeah, which unfortunately is a real turn on for me.
So
stupid.
Max. And you can get him to stop wearing the pot bill hat.
Oh god. It's like the only it's not the only flaw. We all have many flaws, but like
there's lots of flaws.
He just looks significantly better.
Significantly better. It takes him up like 3 notches.
100%. Okay.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Actually, no, I don't have a guess.
I was genuinely going to say Charles.
Okay, that's, yeah.
Yeah, because honestly, because the stars have aligned. And like, first of all, you saw each other in real life. I think that's important.
Yeah.
And maybe I give that too much significance, but I don't really care. This is my world. But also,
am I Walmart Charlotte?
Sure, if you want to be. I would say a Target Charlotte.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. That's higher.
To like
grades.
Charlotte's Nordstrom or something?
Yeah. Okay. What is your dream podium? Or I guess, who is your dream podium?
Oh, we've talked about this before. This is a fun one.
If it was a perfect world and you could decide, don't worry about the car, whatever. It's a crazy race. There's rain. Mayhem is ensuing and you can decide your perfect podium. Should I share mine? Because I know.
Yeah, I know mine too.
I can't pick two, can I?
You can pick however you want. I don't care.
Because like, there's a podium that I would want because like, these people don't ever get on the podium.
Yeah.
And then there's like the podium of just like the people that I most want to be on the podium together.
Yeah, give them both.
Okay, so the podium, there's two overlaps. I mean, two people are on both. So Daniel's...
Shock.
Yeah, Daniel's winning each one.
Correct.
And Pierre's on second place on each one. The third, so in the first version, it would be Daniel, Pierre, Yuki.
Okay.
Because I would just... Oh my God. I just knocked something over. I would love Yuki to do a shoey. I would love
oh my
that.
Gosh,
I would love
freak
Pierre
out.
And Yuki to be on the podium together because I feel like that would just be so ripe for content and wholesome. And
yeah, that'd be cute.
And then the other version would be Carlos.
Okay.
But Carlos is like, for him, if he gets third in races, like whatever, he doesn't care at this point. So I feel like Yuki would love the podium. I mean, he's never been on one. So I'm going to say Daniel, Pierre, Yuki.
Okay. Daniel's also number one.
Yeah, it's got to get that top step.
And then, okay, I'm going to say two as well.
Okay, good.
Daniel, Max, Valtteri.
Yeah.
Daniel, Max. I mean, Devin.
New driver.
Daniel.
Yeah.
Kev.
Yeah.
Valtteri.
This is so... This is the most airtime Kevin's ever gotten in his life.
Yeah, because I love him.
Oh, it's you. Sorry. I grabbed.
How could you?
How could I?
Okay. This is really fun. I hope everyone's having as much fun as we only have four more, including the one I'm about to read.
We're getting them out.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh, who would you have... Or who would have the best MTV Cribs episode?
Oh, that was a question from Instagram. I'm saying Lewis, just because I think Lewis would have the most interesting, though I did
Do you
bring
think
this...
he'd let us in his home? Has he done Architectural Digest? Because that seems like something he
should.
Yeah.
Though I did bring this up to Kelly, my cousin. I was FaceTiming her and I told her about that question. And she was like, Daniel would have the funniest one because he would be like, this is where the magic happens, but it's his bathroom.
Oh, he totally would. Yeah, or like his refrigerator.
He'd like me. He'd like be really jokey and funny.
Yeah,
would his home be like the most interesting home? I don't know. I mean, yeah. I feel like he has like a sprawling estate in Australia, like that land or whatever. So that could be interesting. I would be curious to see what that looks like.
Yeah.
His would be the most entertaining, but I feel like Lewis would have the most, like he'd have the coolest like memorabilia or fun little things in his home. And,
yeah.
You know, whatever.
I want to see the Strolls house.
Oh, yeah. That would be good.
Yeah. I don't, sure. Yeah. Maybe
also,
Chloe can narrate it instead of that.
Yeah, another reason why I'm having a Lance resurgence is because of Scotty. Because of
Scotty's
Lance's
cool.
future brother-in-law.
Yeah, he's cute.
So, you know, getting into that family. If he can do it, then anyone can do it. You know, if he can put up with it, anyone can put up.
And maybe there's not as much to put up with as we all
this
think.
This one's probably more of, well, you can answer this too, but it might be more catered towards me. What F1 driver do you associate with each Taylor Swift album?
Yeah, this would be too hard for me.
Okay.
But so, I can maybe try. So we're doing album, not song.
Album, not song. And
that helps.
I'm interpreting it as like the album. If you were Taylor Swift writing the album, what driver would you be writing it about?
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's each theme of the album.
Okay. Well, I mean, I could try my best.
Yeah. So we can throw out some names. So I feel like Debut. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Debut, but it's like young love, teenage love. So I'm saying Mick Schumacher.
Debut? Like her debut album? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not like the name of it. It's her Teardrops on My Guitar, right?
Her debut album is called
Tim McGraw. Okay. I've just never heard anyone refer to it that way. So sorry. Yeah, Mick Schumacher sounds fine.
Okay. Fearless. Again.
So we're not picking all the drivers.
No.
Oh, we're just the albums.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You do I'll catch up okay. when
so
we get to
Fearless,
Red.
I'm going Lando Norris because it's still young love, but it's there's a bit more happening. It's a bit more
a bit more money.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and there's just it just fits.
Okay.
Speak Now. I'm saying Max for Sappin.
Okay.
I don't really know why, but it just ask, so. Feels
correct.
It feels correct. It feels right to me. Red. Literally, okay. Okay. Like,
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Okay. Like, the way I feel about Pierre Gasly.
Yeah.
Is like, I want to be like screaming, crying on the bathroom floor.
Yeah. I think we might have another tier one contender.
No.
I don't know.
No, we don't. Because I don't want to be with him. I want him to like break my heart.
That is so weird.
I know. That's why I told you this is a weird thing.
No disrespect. I mean, you know, I'm not trying to.
So in my mind, Red is perfect for him.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly
total
like,
breakup
the way I would feel if I. That situation happened to me in regards to Pierre.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does.
I mean, I know the whole thing is kind of ridiculous and crazy to say.
No,
but
I
that's
hear
how
what
I,
you're saying.
Yeah. Do you have an opinion for that? Probably Max.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. 1989. I'm going to say Daniel.
I was going to say Daniel too, yeah. Actually.
It's like bright, light.
Yeah, but it's a moodiness.
Some moodiness, but it's... It's fun. Mm-hmm. Got some bops.
Total brand resurgence. Yeah, new brand.
Yeah. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Lover. I'm going Charles.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, like this song.
Floaty
Lover,
pastels, just like chill, like romantic,
romantic. Yeah, sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Happiness. All those things. Folklore.
You forgot Reputation.
Reputation. I did forget. Sorry. I skipped right over that. Okay. Reputation. Well, that's Max Verstappen. Or Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, if you're a world champion, your album is Reputation.
Yeah. But I also really need it to be Daniel's.
Yes. So. It does need to be. But unfortunately, he's still in 1989.
I know. But
he needs to make his transition. I'm so sorry for forgetting Reputation.
That's okay. I can't believe it. I didn't know if it was going to be like the grand finale, when you went
I'm
to
so
Folklore,
sorry.
I was like,
so sorry.
And I haven't listened to that.
So Folklore, Folklore Evermore. Folklore's got like great love songs, but also has some pain. There's some pain in Folklore. And so I'm thinking like Alex Albon. I'm thinking like...
Mick Schumacher.
Well, I'm thinking like...
we already did him.
Sebastian Vettel.
Mm.
And Evermore, I'm saying George Russell.
Okay. I don't know why, because I haven't listened, but...
It's just, it's a bit moody. It's a bit serious at times. I really told on myself with that Pierre Gasly story. But anyway.
Honestly, mad respect.
Thanks. And I don't want to be throwing up, actually. I just want to be crying.
No, I know what you mean. It's like a metaphorical vomit. Okay. Oh, interesting. Would you rather be the number one driver at Williams, but only get a few points a season, or be Max's teammate at Red Bull? Well, this is difficult
because you want to be Max's teammate.
I just want to hang out with Max.
But see, like, but
I know that's not what this is. Yeah. That's why I'm trying to
from
think.
The angle of being an actual like driver. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's a part of me that would love to be Max, like would love to be in the Red Bull and like be contending for podiums, wins. But also mentally, I think it would be so exhausting to be Max's teammate.
Yeah, I know. But also if especially if you're going in knowing exactly who Max is and really all you're trying to do is show that you're competitive with Max so that you can be the number one driver on another team in like a year or two.
That's true. That's true. Though the Williams thing does seem a bit less stressful. It seems like.
Yeah, because I can't imagine it's difficult to be the number one driver at Williams. No offense.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm thinking of like, because like that's Alex Albon right now, you know, and Alex Albon,
but like,
I know. Yeah. Okay. Let's,
I don't know.
Let's do Max's teammate at Rebel. I'm also very competitive. So I think I would take on the challenge.
Yeah. I just want to hang out with Max.
Yeah. Last question, folks, unless we have come up with any others that you magically think of.
No, honestly, these were better than anything I've ever thought of.
Okay. Oh, this is another one. Okay. Would Another you rather question. Go on one date with Danny but never see him again or date George Russell for 1 year?
Date George Russell.
One date with Daniel.
And never see him again?
I'd rather see him going.
But does that mean like you can't even see him on like the TV? Is he just like invisible to you?
No, I think like you can't physically see him in person. Like you're never going to go out with him again.
No.
Date George for a year.
Yeah.
Hmm. Cool.
I just like,
I mean, I totally respect
this. Here's my thing. The idea of like shutting a door so quickly sounds absolutely terrible.
I know, but it's like you gotta.
No.
Okay.
Because it's just like you just get like a little bit and then you don't get any ever again. That feels disrespectful.
You just
domestic maybe, terrorism, maybe.
Maybe it's the best night. You have great night and you experience, you enjoy the moment, you live in the moment, and then
yeah, but then the rest of your whole life is going to be spent comparing everything that you get in the future to that one night.
But I'm saying, but then so you just never. Here's the dilemma, right? There's a whole thing about, do you allow yourself to have the thing once and enjoy it, or do you just never allow yourself to ever have it ever?
Ugh, I don't know. I guess it's just, how painful is it going to be after you don't have it?
Well, I think
you and I are different in that way though. Like, I don't feel like I wouldn't be after a date with Danny or dating Danny for a week, I would be closed off for like a decade. That's dramatic and probably not that long, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think you'd be like, that was really awesome that happened.
But see, that's the thing. The one date is not as, you're not as emotionally invested for one date rather than even a week is long. Like, you can enjoy and be like, that was great. I had that great experience. Yeah. Now I can move on and go to do something else.
Again, it's the whole like sliding doors thing. Like, what can a year with George Russell bring me? Abundance.
He'll call you his missus.
Oh, it's my least favorite thing that he does. But if she likes it, I'm happy for her.
Oh yeah, his girlfriend.
Yeah, what's her? Is it
Carmen?
Carmen, yeah.
Okay. Well,
that was really fun.
That was fun. Do you have any other random things you want to talk about? Questions? Fun things you popped in your brain?
I don't think so. I mean, I guess I always kind of do, but
I know you're always the.
I do really want. Like, I miss Cyril. I didn't really understand like where he went, what happened. So I'd like if he came back. I don't know where we're at with the release date of this episode compared to where we are like in the world, mm-hmm. but actively in the world, silly season is still like lingering, although nothing really silly has happened, but I'm just like tense.
Yeah.
You have a race next weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Spa.
Yeah. At the time of
recording. Yeah. Spa.
Yeah, we don't have to get into it. This
no, we don't. I just wanted to make sure I'm understanding. And
it's gonna be a very complicated next. What is it? 9 races for me. Well, for all
yeah, emotionally complicated.
Emotionally complicated because it's.
I do hope that over the summer breaks, Ferrari has learned how to establish a strategy. Maybe had like a backdoor meeting with Hannah Schmidt, right? Schmidt,
I think.
Okay, excuse me.
At the end, but I don't know for sure.
You know, and I also. Can't remember if I said this on the podcast last time on air, but I want that to be a movie.
Her?
Yeah, just the whole, like, I love, like, mostly because she looks like Daisy Edgar Jones.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I was
Brad Pitt's making that Formula One movie.
But do we know what it's about?
I mean, it's about a, like, older driver that comes out of retirement to, like, help a young driver.
So it's about Sebastian Vettel? I mean, Fernando Alonso. Excuse me.
Not specifically.
I know, but
so maybe they'll have a and there's that show that Daniel's working on, that Formula One show.
Yeah,
they'll have a female strategist or principal or
yeah.
So, but yeah, but she
does look yeah,
the and star of the show.
Totally.
The
yeah, I guess yeah. That's what I meant. It's like I would love to see that. But yeah, I'm really curious to see. And like, is it gonna be a wet quali, dry quali? Doesn't matter for Ferrari because they're just going to throw on whatever tires are closest. So.
Quali actually is not their problem. They have had, I mean, the amount of poles that Charles has had that he has not converted to race wins is depressing. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's had, I don't know the exact number, but so many poles this season and he has only won 3 races. It is. Wow.
That is not a good ROI.
No, it's not a good ROI at all. I think I'm trying to think. Who was pole in George. That was weird.
That was weird. That was weird.
But like,
because I didn't watch Quali. I was just like, I saw it on the grid. I was like, what?
Yeah.
We're just what happened?
Here's my prediction or my hopes for the upcoming season. I'm not going to make any specific predictions, but what I do want is
that's good because those don't go well historically.
But what I do want is diversity of podiums and winners. I just the Amen. Fact that the only driver that has gotten on the podium this season, other than a Mercedes Rebel or Ferrari, is Lando, mm-hmm. and it's only happened once.
Yeah,
is ridiculous. And the fact that he even got on that podium is insane. Like, right. I can't believe he did that. Screw you, Lando.
He's just poor. I mean, you know.
But no, this is not against Lando. But I just would like to see more teams get on the podium. It's and have there be more winners. Like the fact that only a Red Bull and a Ferrari has won this season,
I know,
is a bummer.
It is a bummer.
And it hasn't even been really close. Like,
right.
The next car has always been, well, actually that's not entirely true. But for the most part, it's the 1-2s have been mostly Ferrari, Red Bull. Ferrari.
Yeah.
I know Lewis got like second in Hungary, I think. But it's just, yeah. So I just want more diversity of winners, diversity of podiums. Ferrari to get their stuff together, because that's just been depressing. And honestly,
it's just fascinating.
I just
really.
Need, I know this is like, I'm never mind. I'm not going to say it because I ruin everything I say. So,
Zoe, you take that back right now and you say something nice about yourself.
Well, I mean, I ruin every prediction I have. It's just fact.
Yeah, because you make it that way.
I'm running out of hope.
Your hope is abundant.
I know. I'm. This whole season's making me feel the way that I want Pierre Gasly to make me feel.
Now that is a soundbite. Wow. Okay, well, I think on that note, we are going to retire from today's episode. But thank you for everyone who submitted your questions. Thank you for listening to us talk about Formula One. You have anything else to say?
No.
Okay. Goodbye.